Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. I have an exciting interview for you today. If you guys are thinking of the end of the year and then the beginning of the year because you're thinking of fitness, I think this is the book for you because you have to get your mind in it before you can actually make it a lifestyle. But it's not just fitness. The word for the day is resilience and Spartan. I want you to keep those two things in your mind because our guest today, Mr. John DeSena, is going to come and talk with us about his organization, Spartan. And I've been watching videos and reading his book, and I think I almost want to try to challenge. I'm kind of scared to tell my husband because we'd have to do it. We'd have to, especially when everyone is going, whoo, whoo, the Spartan sign. Tell me how it goes, Joe. Join us in the conversation here. What's the Spartan sign that they make, the sound? And I knew it as soon as I heard it. And now I forgot.
Aru.
That's right. I was scared to say it because my husband may join us in the conversation and think we're talking about the movie. But that is a favorite in our household, and just the camaraderie and the teamwork and just what you stand for. So I did read the book. I did read the book, and I did prepare for our time together. And your work excites me. I did the background work or research on you going from mobsters to monks. And audience, you'll have to follow him to get that story because that's not what we're here for today. But I wanted to know who I'm talking to today and get to know him. And I'm a business coach, and I know it's really hard to get people to get into motion. And you went from Wall Street to trying to get people into motion in a sense and to be resilient and to not fall into our learned helplessness, which you said in your book. So I'm excited. I'm just super excited about having you here today. So I want to get us started with a couple of terms. I mentioned resilience, and I want you to tell that this needs to be said audience, Joe, what you feel like what the meaning of resilience is and what's the impact on our lives, because everything I read of you for this interview, resilience was one of the biggest things that kept coming up.
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to be as resilient as I can be, to make my family as resilient as we can be, and then really infect everybody around the world with a resilience bug. And that's the ability to stand strong when everything around you is falling apart. But also be flexible enough to bounce back in case you get hit, right? Like if you get locked in your house because of COVID or the Wi-Fi doesn't work or the hot water heater doesn't work today and you got to take a cold shower, the ability to bounce back. Your business, God forbid, fails. Somebody you close to you dies. These are all the realities of life, and you got to be able to bounce back, but you also have to be able to pivot. You got to be able to move left and right if you have to, and recognize when it's time to move. And if you're stuck in your old ways and you're not willing to move and you can't bounce back, you're going to get left behind in this life. So my mission is to not only be resilient for myself, but then teach the rest of the world how to do it. Let's teach our children to be better than us.
I agree. With you saying that, one of the things that I read in the book between you and Dr. Laura, talking about building, and I'm mentioning Dr. Laura because she's your co-author, but I believe it was you that said in the book about the learned behavior of the elephant. And once the elephant has experienced not being able to move because of the restraint of the rope in the training as a young elephant, as an older, bigger, stronger elephant, they don't retry it. And that triggered a thought for me. Me and my husband was talking about things that we say our parents didn't teach us. And I said to him, I said, I don't think it's that they didn't teach us. I think we didn't get an update. I think they gave us enough information, you know, for us to get going in life, and it's up to us to discover the rest. But I would like to be the parent that goes back and give my children updates and say, we gave you the starter kit of information, but now let's go back and put something on top of that, because it feels like you weren't taught, but you have the tools to figure it out. So that's what triggered in my head for that. So I want to ask you, what if I didn't start with my young children teaching them, you know, the resilience to build on, you know, what I've taught them before? Is it too late?
Well,
at any age? I think that's the question. I'm sorry. Come on.
The good news is it's never too late. I get a lot of very, very, very wealthy families from around the world, and as well as folks that aren't so wealthy, sending me their kids to our farm up in Vermont, and they want me to work on the kids and make them tougher and make them stronger and get them off drugs if they're on drugs or drinking or whatever it may be. And it's easier when the kid's younger. It's harder when they get older, but deep down inside, we're all very resilient creatures. We've lasted on the planet for a million years. What it's going to require is for you to let go. You and your husband have to say, listen, it's time for the kids to figure it out. If they forget to put on their jacket and it's cold outside, we're not going to chase after them and bring them the jacket. If they forget to bring lunch with them to school, we're not going to race to school and bring them their lunch so they eat. They're going to have to skip lunch today. You know, like, remember, when you're not around, when your husband's not around, and we're not going to be around forever as parents, the kids are going to have to fend for themselves. So the sooner we can get them to fend for themselves and learn the consequences and deal with it, and then at the end of the day say, you know what, that wasn't so bad. I did okay without a jacket. It was cold, but I didn't die. I didn't freeze to death, right? You know what I mean? Like, so.
Right, so and you may remember.
As parents.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would say that parent is mean. In fact, we were just having a conversation the other day where dad wanted the baby, the daughter, more than mom did. And mom gave good advice. There was no bad advice, but it wasn't the warm and fuzzy. It wasn't the, whine a little bit and we'll coddle you. It wasn't that. And I was like, you know. So for the parents, how do we practice or strengthen our resilience? Because there are times that I've felt like the bad person or the bad parent because I've given sound advice, I feel, that would help them make a better decision or to remember that jacket or remember to take lunch the next time to school and not depend on me because I'm not your other option. I feel bad. I feel bad. So what do you say for us parents?
We're not here to make friends. We're here to make them better than us. And so suck it up. Suck it up. Get over yourself as a parent. And our job is to make these – we're growing adults. We're not growing children. And so you're just going to have to get out of the way, even though it feels uncomfortable, and stop the nonsense in your head. You and your husband have to get on the same page, just like me and my wife do, because the worst thing you do for the kids is you to be on two different pages. Get on the same page and say, look, we're always going to charge – we're always going to choose the hard way. We're not going to be ridiculous, but we're always going to choose the hard way. We're going to hold hands on this. It's going to be uncomfortable. Maybe our neighbors are going to say, oh my God, they're so hard on their kids, but it's the best thing you could do. The absolute best thing you could do.
I have so much more to ask you, but our time is up. So I want to end with two things. One is, what would you like the This Needs to Be Said audience to know about John DeSena and the Spartan movement and death race and anything else? And then the next thing is, where would you like for them to pick up a copy of 10 Rules for Resilience?
Yeah, just know that I sound like a crazy person, but I'm really not. I'm asking you to get a little uncomfortable. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to get a little uncomfortable. You can check me out at Real Joe DeSena on Instagram. You can send me an email if you want, joe@spartan.com. But make it one sentence, please. I get a lot of emails. And you can pick up the book anywhere, 10 Rules for Resilience. I promise you it's an amazing book.
It is.
And you can carry it around. Maybe you could attach a few bricks to it and carry it around the neighborhood for exercise, too.
I want to say thank you so much for writing this book. Actually, this is one of many of your books, but thank you for writing this book. I appreciate it. It's going to definitely be a tool in my arsenal of things. And he's not a crazy person. Definitely looking forward to making changes in lots of people's lives. What's that number, Joe, that you said that you were trying to hit? How many people?
100 million lives we want to change. So if you can, send this to 99 million of your friends.
That's right. Do that. All right. I hope that you have much success as you continue to spread the word about your book. Have a super
day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to This Needs to Be Said. I hope you've gained something from what has been shared. Send me your comments and show ideas through the website at tntbsmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you.